My name is Aram. My pronouns are he, him, and welcome to God's Fall.
My name is Michael. My pronouns are he, him. I play Zion Preeton, the newly arisen God of Force.
My name is Doug, and my pronouns are he and him, and I play Doro Knot, the newly arisen God of Travel.
My name is Joe. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Lord Haldir Loran, the newly arisen God of War.
My name is Kelly. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Rena Falaval, the arisen God of Luck.
When we last left our band of godlings, Doro, Zion, Para, Caitlin, Rena, and Lord Haldir Loran had made it to Wessel's northeastern shores and traveled inland to the city of Hogsfeet. The annual Hogsfest was well underway, and the streets were alive with merriment. After securing lodging, the party quickly separated. Rena made a beeline for the archery competition while Doro helped Ella win a hog run. Haldir, disgusted by the notion of enjoying oneself, went off to vent his frustrations in the ring and found a young boxer that was wielding the gauntlets of Valhina. Shortly after, Queen Serena found him.
As royalty, myself, Haldir would potentially, he would have met Serena at some point.
Remember when she was like seven. In a hedge maze.
Yeah. Yeah. A child.
So can I roll to see if I recognize her? Is that a
put the two together?
Happens?
Totally.
So 10 plus 5.
She's not hiding it. You know, she's wearing the king's tabard. So yeah, she's not hiding it.
Okay, and I want to know specifically, where is everybody standing here? So I don't quite remember exactly what the positioning was.
So imagine that there's an alley that has a three-way meet. So three roads meet in the center, okay?
Okay.
And you guys are kind of in this center area that's a little bit more open. It's at the back of a couple buildings that faces this area. And she's come off the rooftop of the tallest building and landed dead in the center.
Okay, and so we're pretty close to each other then.
I would say within 10 feet.
And the woman with the gauntlets is... So the boxer is...
Yeah, is she in between the two of
you? Yeah, that's
what I
want to
know.
She's
like back up flat against the wall. So you two are kind of like up against this wall, and she's in the middle.
And so Serena dropped down behind.
Exactly.
And so I'd have to turn around in order to see her.
Yes, correct.
So, all right. And so lions are still there, right? Lions this woman by her
arms.
They
are kind of swirling around you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So lions are there swirling around. Instead of turning my back on this boxer who's clearly way more potentially a god as far as I'm concerned, right? Like way more skilled than any regular human boxer should ever be.
That's fair.
I take her and I swing her around with me. And I guess at this point I would roll,
roll me a strength.
You have to like grapple her or whatever, because she's just like,
yeah.
I don't think she's willingly going to be like, yeah, drag me different, right?
Not very strong. That's a 13 total.
Okay, so she's stronger than, like it's a little hard to muscle her. Like, you go a couple inches, but doesn't quite get all the way around.
Okay, so I try my best to move her. And she's not moving, so I turn anyway, still holding her, turn back and see who it is, and it's the queen. So that's... I knew Serena was in the city. Did I know this?
I
think you were with us when we went to the inn.
I think you would have been told.
And she, yeah, because you were like, who are we going to meet? I think is what it was. And we were like, oh, we're going to go meet a friend.
Right. So I knew Serena was in the city. So it's like surprising, but not necessarily that surprising. I turn around and kind of softening the voice, not really bowing or giving too much deference necessarily. As I hold this woman, they say, Queen Serena, I think you'll find this to be a more even match than you suppose.
She kind of like, she stops for a second, looks at you, and walks up and looks at the woman. What is your name? And the woman gives a name, not a name. But the woman gives a name.
She's got important
Ashley.
Paraset.
Paraset, oh. Sure. What is your name? Paraset, my lady? Paraset. And you?
I am Lord Haldir Loran. I don't remember all my titles. Various titles that I have.
Various titles.
I have all these titles.
I believe too many titles.
Yes. I am extremely important, as you can tell.
That's all it says on this business card. I am extremely important, as you can tell.
Look at my wolf pelts.
Yeah. And I believe I've been looking for you.
Why did you get those? They were just here one day, my lady. And you knew they were from the queen. She looks down for a second. She looks back up and she's like, there's not much opportunities here, my lady. And I understand. How about this? And she reaches into her pocket and she pulls out just a flat out diamond. It is it's about, I'd say, a good quarter sized, right? Flawless. Yeah, exactly. Flawless, beautiful. Holds
a D20.
Yeah, exactly. About the size of a D20. Everyone should know what that is. Hold it up to a light for a moment, brings it back. What'd this do? And the woman's eyes go wide. She's like, oh, it's there. Just here you are. Now, if you don't mind. And she kind of puts her hands up. And as soon as she puts her hands up, and as soon as the queen puts her hand out, they just kind of like slide off her, flip over, and it just kind of like fall onto the queen's hands and fit her perfectly. She closes her fingers, opens them up, closes them again, opens them up, and she nods. You should probably go. And the woman's like, yeah, of course, my lady. And she runs off.
Assuming you ungrapple her.
Right, assuming you let her go.
I'm not done with you yet.
Right, do you let her go? Sorry.
I still need someone to kill.
I give her a little push as she goes.
Right.
Like, you should probably go. And so it's like, this is not a request from your queen. And so it's more of a like a throw by the shoulder. Not yeah. quite to, that
Be
she
gone.
Falls. Yeah, yes, yes.
Right.
Get out. Right. Fuck out of here.
All right. And now your lions are kind of still kind of slinking around you. Moving around, and she looks back and forth them and looks back at you, and she's like, still up for a fight.
Was that a challenge or an invitation?
And she kind of walks up to you. A little bit of both. And she places one hand on your chest, and the tabard flares with energy. And you're fully healed.
Does the queen want me to fight her? Is that something that she wants to do, you know?
She kind of like walks around to the opposite edge and she stands there and like bends back, cracks her shoulders. She looks like she's ready for a fight, yeah.
She said, I'm going to try out these new gauntlets.
That's exactly what she's thinking.
And you are the perfect subject.
That is 100% what she's thinking.
All right. So she's in stretching. And so I look at her and using the pact, various pact magics I have, I summon, I guess brass knuckles or whatever the equivalent
Ooh,
is,
yeah.
For a boxing match, so I don't accidentally kill the queen, because I don't think I've decided to do that yet.
Keyword in that sentence.
Right.
Yeah.
If I do it, I want to make sure it's absolutely on purpose.
Yeah, that's right.
Patricide, yeah, very carefully planned out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's right.
All right, excellent.
So yeah, pull it up.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna wait until she makes the first move.
Okay, what are you doing with the lions? Are the lions still part of this? Or
no, I'll say the lions come sit like next to me and,
sure.
and behind me just to kind of watch.
Yeah.
But I'm not, you know, dismissing them at this point.
The referees.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
So if things get a little dicey, like maybe
more like extra
the past,
lives,
then maybe things are gonna get, and maybe things will be better.
All right, so as you're setting up, a exhausted Joshua comes running into the alley, you know, who was unable to keep up with the queen when she's bounding from rooftop to rooftop, but runs in, is like, and she's sort out, right? My lady is, and she's like, it's all right. It's just take a breath. Make sure no one comes down this alley. Joshua puts her sword back, looks at you like she just wants to tear your head off. And nods and then turns back towards the alley. Hold there for a moment. Doug. Well, not Doug. Yeah, Doug, what are you doing in
I'm sitting in Michael's cool place okay. with my friends, hanging out, playing D&D. Okay.
Wow. Yay. Wow, what wholesome roll, content. Yeah.
Roll for yeah. fun.
Roll for wholesome.
I got a one.
Oh. Womp,
where are the owlbear cubs?
Very good question. They are with Steven. Not Steven. They are with Torvik.
And he's back at the dock sleeping drunk, or is
no? That, he went that was back to the Spear of Jardin.
Oh yeah, he left us that note. He was like, "I gotta go."
How did they? They couldn't be with him because he was a bird or something. How could he carry an owlbear?
He can do things now with animals. Basically cause them to transform.
Should we be talking about this? I know lots of people
what's
in Virginia that do things with animals.
He could basically get them to fly. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
See, now I've
is that, is that still a metaphor? Or
no. It's like the Red Bull gives you wings, but like with power-wise.
But like with owlbears.
Yeah, just you now
I
fly.
Mean, Duro started this. He tried.
Right, exactly.
But it didn't work out so well the first time.
You weren't there for that, Joe, but like there was this one time where they were facing off against owlbears. And at some point...
No, owlbear.
There was an owlbear.
There was an owlbear.
It was a mother owlbear. And she was mad. And so to deal with it, thinking they were just temporarily getting rid of it, Doro teleported the owlbear 1,000 feet up. And of course, it woof, right?
And they were like, owlbear. Like, right.
I think the emphasis is on bear in that situation, not owl. Yeah.
And then they found the two babies, and that's how they got the owlbear babies. And those owlbear babies are currently at the Spear of Jardin with Torvik and his kids. And Bedigrid, assuming. So, in this large industrial pig town, right?
Industrial.
What would industrial for the time?
Okay.
It's industry. You know what I mean?
Pig industry. Industry.
Yeah. Pig industry. Yeah.
It's got a lot of business. Okay.
It's like you know. Remember from what was that movie? You know, who runs Barter Town?
Right. Right. That kind of thing.
With all the pigs.
What would Doro be doing during a festival after he was in a race and in a contest and there's pig stuff all over the place, like pig soup and pig ears to chew on? And
I mean, I'm sure Doro likes it, but...
Yeah.
So I was like, he seems like the type that's like fair food is his...
Sure.
100%. I think Doro lives on fair food.
Greasy, nasty, burnt shit. Yeah.
All Doro eats are funnel cakes and basically pig ears.
Yeah. And drinks honey. So it's like after the pig race, and we're just kind of walking around right now.
Correct.
Looking around. Do I have any other events that I was trying to go into? I know I should probably know that, but I don't remember anything. So.
I mean, those were the major ones for the day.
Did I say we were going to meet up after we did our stuff, or did anyone say that?
I don't think you all made any plans whatsoever to do
we
that.
We just went off to go do our own
just
thing.
Just kind of went off to do
I
do
think
your
we
own
all
thing.
Said the inn, like, to me, back at the inn, I think, if anything
that's
else.
Probably
I think
that's
probably
going
to make sense. Because we were all kind of
I mean,
like...
we had a home base.
Like, yeah, we had a home base because it was Cyrena had gotten a room.
Yeah.
And was she it, was like... We
already stayed in an inn?
Yeah.
You guys got a room.
We got a room because Cyrena had a room and she was like, oh, you guys can stay with me because I already got it. Because I think we talked to the innkeeper at some point. She did.
Oh, wait, no, no. No, she definitely got you different rooms.
Yeah.
Like, she has her room. Right. And then you all are yours.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm
whatever.
Going in
I just
her
need a
room.
Place to, you know, sit in trance, but it's
I'm
fine.
I'm going to sleep under her bed.
Wow.
Well, taco.
Where do my shoes keep going? Okay, hey, how about the main quest? What were we doing last on that? We came here to get the gauntlets at Hogsfeet?
The gauntlets were one of the things you're looking for. They're not in Hogsfeet, but they're near Hogsfeet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any other... Isn't there a map?
There was
I
a
felt
map.
Like
yes.
there was a map, and it showed where the artifacts were
it
and
did.
People.
Correct.
Or something.
Yes, there is a map called Points of Light.
Okay, who is in Hogsfeet that I know?
Everyone you know.
Me and Caitlin.
Right. The Queen.
Cyrena and Jazz Omelette.
Right. Also, their whole crew offshore. And then this
the red shirts.
Who you just met.
And
Lord Haldir Loran.
The scary elf.
Yes, exactly.
So
I agree.
Zion and Para are on a different boat, but they're coming
no,
here?
No,
or
no,
they're
no,
already here?
They're in the town talking
they're in
to
the
Para's
town.
Parents.
Yep.
Because Para is
oh,
like,
they went to
my
go do
brother's...
Shit.
dead. And yeah. Like, that's an awkward conversation
to
have.
My brother's dead. We haven't talked about this. Oh, by the way, I'm still alive.
Yeah, I'm still alive. I didn't burn.
Well, sort of, because I'm a god now. Yeah. Here's my boy.
Well, I'm definitely not going to go find them.
Yeah, that's not a fun
conversation. I think we all kind of assumed that we weren't going to see them for a while. Right. We were kind of like, family shit? Not good.
And Kelly was never, she's always been in, like, the heart of the city. Right. She's
Other
the
Kelly.
Sewer system.
Other
yes, yeah, correct. The sewer system.
Correct.
Yeah, no, I'll call her Rena.
Right.
Yeah.
Franny has always been in the heart of the city.
Okay.
Once, ever since you two ended up there.
Yes. Yeah. The sentient sewer. Got it.
Yes. The sentient sewer.
She, like, is the city now or something.
She basically is the city.
She is the city.
Yeah. That's
she's
true.
Not like a body anymore.
Waste control. Got it.
Yeah. That's right. That's a really important job.
She flushes.
It
pays
she
well.
Flushes
benefits.
The poop and pee
I mean,
away.
Seriously, that's what the water is. Part of it is one giant sewer system.
Yeah.
So that's not
I know.
Off. Yes.
Yes. She is the sentient sewer system.
Yeah.
I'm gonna work this in.
Don't tell her that.
I'm gonna work this
Shit in.
Okay.
You're just gonna go there and piss in the water just to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Take that.
Take that, Briony.
Just like throwing
take that
shit in.
That.
So what are you doing?
Sweet revenge.
Actually, bitter.
How would you know?
really?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's been a dark year. I turn to Ella, and is she, like, waiting for instruction, or she's already, like...
So she's basically gone back to... Her pig now is in the pig pens, and, like there's the winners, right? So, like, in a nice... private wooden pen with fresh hay.
Like 4-H.
And, yeah.
I grew up in Ohio.
Right, exactly.
4-H.
There you go.
4-H.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck, that shit smells.
I can imagine.
God. And her parents are here, right? I know Ella's parents are here,
Ella's
right?
Ella's dad is here.
The dad is here.
Yeah.
We saved.
And he was the sick one that we got the medicine for.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
okay.
Plot,
and he thanked us
thing,
later.
You know?
I remember that.
Plot device medicine, yes.
Yeah, plot device medicine.
Where is he? Is he here? Because she won.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
he's
be...
doing business. So, like she is... In Ella's head, we're here for fun and games, right? In her head, we're here for business. I mean, in the dad's head, we're here for business. Like, they had a couple wagons that he's unloading, selling things, you know, buying some things to take back home. So he's doing work while she's having fun. Basically, it's like, imagine if a Chuck E. Cheese, right, was also a wagon depot where you would dump off all your stuff.
No, I think this is more of like a Christmas sale, and she's there for the Christmas,
right.
And he's there for like the sale.
The
right.
sale.
Yeah,
yes.
See, that's more of what it is.
Oh, okay, that makes more
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, she's there for the Christmas fun times where they're like giving out marshmallows and
yeah.
like all
yeah.
that stuff, and he's
and
there
then
for
he's
like.
He's here to make money.
Yeah. Right. he's like, I'm selling what I need to sell and leave.
Right. Yeah.
Except instead of marshmallows, it's bacon.
Yeah, it's just bacon.
Okay.
Straight bacon.
I'm ready. I go over to Ella and say, hey, Ella, I'm going to go ahead and take off. If you need anything, let me know.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be around?
Teleport.
Well, that's all right. He'll be back, you know, rubbing a pig twice her size.
Yeah. She's like 7.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And I just want to put enough distance between me and her to then try and start looking for her...
Say my name.
Which is Rena. Sorry. Sorry. Rena and Cyrena and Jazz Omelet.
Okay. You're kind of short, and there's a lot of people around. I imagine you want to get upward.
Well, so we're probably going to the roof.
Okay, gotcha. So you
so
pop...
So in fact, the teleport might have been just to the roof.
Just to the roof, right. Okay, so pop. It is a clear, beautiful day. The scent of pig is pretty strong, even up here, right? You're about 2.5 stories up, but it's still pretty abundant, but you get a pretty good look over all of the town. So go ahead and roll me a perception.
I'm also keeping an eye out for various funnel cake stands, anything involving something close to a corn dog.
Right.
And,
it's definitely happening.
And right. Some type of drink, but not alcohol.
No.
Like a
no,
like
festive,
when they have, like, the weird,
yeah. stupid
yeah, it was, like,
berry
the weird, like,
thing.
Like lemonade.
Yeah.
Oh, piggy punch?
Piggy punch.
Piggy punch.
Piggy punch. Wow. I see all of it.
Yeah.
24.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you, from your vantage point, you see the following things. You see a display with piggy punch that doesn't have a line, unlike all the other ones that have had lines. Off to the right, a mere teleport away, you see this perfect funnel cake stand, where not only do they make funnel cake, but they make them to look like pigs, and the nose are candy noses.
How did that even work?
I don't know, but it does
work.
Just
the
this
way
person
they put
has figured
it
out.
Like swirled around.
Yeah, they swirl it.
Yeah,
so and then well, like maybe they. Yeah.
And then they make like the head on it.
Yeah,
and then they put it together with like frosting.
Two ears, I guess.
Yeah, and then they. I mean, it's not a 3D pig. It's like a pig face.
No, it's 3D. Oh, no, it's a pig.
Yeah.
It's still the ears and stuff. Damn.
The talent.
What the fuck?
The talent. Okay.
That's what this brings out.
So you see that, and then just beyond that. There's a crack of lightning for a moment, of energy that blasts upwards, and you hear a wham and see the queen leap off a roof and land in an alley.
That looks pressing.
he first sees the piggy punch stand, and then he sees the funnel cake stand, and then he sees the crack of lightning and goes,
I would hope that you're gonna get the punch on your way. Like
you
seems
look
you.
Back and like punches are being poured,
actually,
and you can see him emptying out. Like there's not
gonna
be much
insane
left.
How insane of a roll would I have to pop?
Right.
To pop.
Right.
To pop.
Right. Okay.
And then show up with like punch and a funnel cake.
Yeah, I would like you to roll your divinity.
Wow, I got a one.
You rolled a natural one.
Don't you have like a thing as like a halfling where you can reroll once?
Yes, you can. You've never used it.
Oh, luck?
Because you forget, but you have luck.
You
can reroll once.
Yeah, because you're a halfling, you can reroll once.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll. Is that every time or is just once per round?
Every single time.
Oh, really? I've
never
had to roll
used it.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know. There's something where they can reroll once. I don't know if it's like a.
Isn't it like once per game?
I think it's more than that. But either way, it's at
well,
least
we all
this
have
time.
A different opinion, but we're all agreeing that I can do this, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You can do it once. If you roll another one, that's when we'll have to start talking about things.
That's a 20.
A natural 20?
That is a natural 20.
That's how it works.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right, so I would like
In one universe.
Right, exactly. In one universe, this is the downfall of everything. Just this one glass of piggy punch. But in this universe, I would like you to describe to me how Doro makes these three teleports and shows up exactly where he wants to be with what he wants to pick up.
The first one you mentioned was the piggy punch stand, and you said there was no line and they were pouring it.
Yeah.
So I appear, right? I take the glass that's finished from the person's hands because I'm sure they're like, what the? Because I showed up in front of them. I grab the glass and I drop three gold coins. Bing, bing, bing. Right on the table and say, thanks.
They got overpaid, but they love it.
A lot of gold.
Bro, I don't care.
And boom, you're already vanished.
I have 67 of these things. I'm just taking them from y'all. It's not even.
And he literally just stole a $250 gold bangle from Lord Haldir.
And I'm going to try and find that diamond.
You're just a bank. You're just a bank.
Yeah,
Haldir's
exactly.
A bank.
I'm just taking withdrawals from y'all. I'm going to stop over at Bank of America here in a minute.
You better not.
Okay, so drop the coins. Thank you. Teleport to the funnel cake stand just a short distance away. And we'll say right at that point, the guy's like, I did it. I made the perfect. And then I take that one and drop three more gold coins.
That poor man didn't even get to fully appreciate his art.
And I say, it's beautiful. Thanks. And then teleport. I want to like teleport to like where I'm kind of like hanging with both the items in my hand. So I can then teleport from a higher perspective to the alley where she went.
So you get a little higher. And you see the queen, and she's standing in the middle there, and you see her with a new pair of gauntlets on her hands as she's testing them. You see a woman running away, and then you see Lord Haldir Loran, like, calling his lions back to him, but kind of facing off against her.
In that case, one last thing, and then I'm done. I just want to teleport to a place where they, if they turned, they were like, what, the Doro's here? Like sitting on a barrel or something, but out of the way and like watching, drinking my punch and eating funnel cake and stuff, like enjoying a show.
Okay. So, Haldir, as you collect your lions and then turn around to pick them up, behind you on like a little kind of like built-in window boxes, and Doro's just sitting there with funnel cakes and drinks and like everything piled up in his lap, just kind of looking down at you.
Not looking down, just enjoying the show.
Enjoying the show.
Enjoying the show.
So I'm feeling very interested about this fight that I'm going to have, so it's not going to distract me from that. But as I turn and look up, I see Doro there, just shake my head, just think to myself, these fucking kids. And then I turn back around, ready to square off.
Perfect. Do you say anything else?
No, I'm just going to watch the show. I'm done.
All right. How do you want to do this, Lord Haldir?
I want to wait for her to, because I don't want to misread anything. I know that my entire relationship really with the crew that I'm with depends on my relationship with the queen. I want to make sure that I haven't misread what the situation is, because it does seem odd that a queen would just want to like square up. I'm going to wait. I'll take the same position. But if she comes at me, then at that point I'll respond.
She just kind of leans back and looks at you. I know you. I've seen you before. We met at that party in the hedge maze.
Did we? Did we do that?
Yeah, that's the first time.
Yes,
I think
you guys did.
Yeah,
she was 7. You were older, right? And you all met in a hedge maze, and you were kind of like, a little creepy, basically.
Okay, well, that's how I remember her in the first place anyway.
Exactly.
That's the reason I know where she is. You have a good memory, my queen.
I usually remember the people who are important, but also you. And then she just kind of like slams one hand into the next, and like lightning crackles along her palms. I have been looking for these. Shall we?
After you.
She lunges for you.
Okay. Do I react? How does this work?
She's going to try and hit your AC, which is a 26, so I imagine it will.
15.
Yeah. She cracks you. Just square in the chest. Harder than you've been hit maybe ever. 12 points of damage as she knocks you against the wall, just almost flattens you against the back wall.
Cool. So I'm at 40. So I'm knocked back into the wall, I guess.
Yeah. Like the air is kind of knocked from your lungs. Like she hits you really hard.
Okay.
So bricks are broken behind.
Yeah. So it's like an anime.
It's
The force. The force is like radiates from the back. Yeah. Okay. So she wants to play.
Oh yeah.
Can I stand up and attack in two different actions?
She didn't knock you down. She just knocked you against the wall. Yeah.
You just kind of like,
yeah.
Ugh.
So as long as if you don't want to fall, you didn't fall.
Okay, yeah. So I'm where? How far back is it?
She's like,
is it in arm's reach or is it?
Yeah, like 5 feet, not far.
Okay,
you guys are combat squares.
So
yeah,
then,
right next to each other.
Yeah.
So then I reach back and with my packed weapon, summon a large wood staff, and swing it like a baseball bat.
Take a swing.
Okay.
He's like, I don't know how. How do I?
It has literally been the last time I played was a year ago when I played.
How do
and
fight?
That was probably the fourth time total I've played.
Right.
Or should I say the only time I've ever played is in the 6 month separation between recordings with us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's a 3.
Ooh.
Okay.
He gets to put.
Plus,
his
what
stuff
am I
on.
Adding?
Yeah.
Here?
It's going to be a 3 plus 6, but 9.
So
yeah. Yeah. So then. So you come off this wall, you summon this magical stick that's given to you by your pack lord. You hear the roar of that creature in the back of your mind as all of the energy is summoned into this wooden pole. You swing at her as hard as you can and just boom. That gauntlet comes up. She catches it. Perhaps a larger weapon.
Okay. So I summon a warhammer. Same thing, but with the baseball swing.
All right, roll to hit.
That's a natural 20.
That's going to hit. Okay, that is going
to
hit.
That's more like it.
From 3 to 20.
She taunted you just enough. So,
is that big enough?
Yeah, so.
As you're bringing it around.
A warhammer does die 8. The way that we do critical damage now is that one damage die is at maximum, so you already have an 8. Now roll a second die 8.
That's a 6.
Plus 3, so plus 6. So 6 plus 6 plus 8. So 20 points of damage. So describe how this works, how you summon this hammer and nail her.
So she's taunting me.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, that's fine. She gives me the time, right? If she's not coming after me, I reach back as I'm at the back of a swing like a baseball player would. I summon it then. And I use my entire body, core and all, push myself, swing it around as much force as I can muster until I hit her with it.
At the last second, she realizes how quickly you've moved, and she gets her arms up and takes the hit with you know, with the gauntlet. So the wormer just smashes into him, but it cracks her in the face and pushes her back. And she stumbles a good deal backwards, and she wipes a trail of blood off of her cheek. You hit her really hard.
Okay.
Still want to go?
Yeah, sure. So is that her move? Can I attack her again?
Well, no, she was just asking you.
Oh.
She's prepping.
Yeah, she kind of puts her hands together, and that lightning kind of dances in between the two gauntlets, and she pulls them apart, and as she does, the lightning follows her. So it's this line of crackling energy, and she looks at you, and she flicks two fingers up, and bolts of lightning fire towards you. I need a reflex save, which is an existing. I need a
dexterity save.
Thank you.
Does it count if you say it in the sentence while you're saying it?
I caught it.
That's 7 total.
Okay. Unfortunately, these bolts catch you straight in the chest. 8, 10, 14, 20, 24 points of damage as you are shocked with a blast of electricity.
That hurt.
Just a bit.
Haldir's feeling the bloodied.
Okay. So you're shooting me with electricity. So I'm going to start using pointy objects.
There you go.
No more blunt.
If I remember correctly, the pact weapon gets two. I get two moves with it.
You
right?
can absolutely per, attack twice per round.
So she's shooting me. Again, the distance between the two.
Again, maybe 10 feet.
So I summon like a crossbow, and I shoot her with and I shoot her with that.
Roll to hit with the crossbow first. +6.
10.
10 total?
Yeah.
Okay. That did not hit. So you fire the crossbow. Her hand goes up just in time, and the bolt kind of shatters against the palm of the gauntlet as she's lowering it.
I throw a knife over top with the other hand. Oh my god, that's a natural one.
As she's lowering it, it's thrown.
Wait, what about that luck thing? That reroll?
That is a halfling trait, my friend. So you throw the second knife, and she just catches it, just out of midair, spins it over her fingers, and just like flicks with the energy, like it's all kind of like glued to her hand with electricity, and she just flicks it. That's a natural 20.
Jesus so, Christ.
So this is what I this is what
oh
I'm
yeah
gonna
D&D
say.
With a ROM.
Yeah. So this is what I'm gonna say. It flies back at you, it sinks into your shoulder, pins you against a wall, energy crackling throughout it. You almost black out hanging there by your shoulder as she starts walking up towards you.
So I currently have 16 hit points.
Oh, you'd have to take some more damage, don't you? I'm sorry. You lose another 11. How are you doing now?
Five.
I have 5 hit points.
Make a constitution save to see if you can stay conscious.
That wire, man. It's really messing you up when you hit the wire.
That's a 7 total.
Okay.
So I either roll a natural 20 or everything else has been under
below 10.
Natural 20 or bupkis. Yeah. Right. So you're like just hanging on. Like there's blood dripping out of your arm. You're just hanging on for consciousness as she walks over and she leans down and she just grabs a handful of your hair and pulls your head back. It seems to me that my friends trust you. I'm not sure how I feel about that, you understand. But as long as they want you here, I want you here. And I want you to succeed. But do not confuse that with trust. Are you and I clear?
Clear.
He yanks the knife out of you, grabs you by the shoulder, forces you up against the wall, and she holds her hand over the wound. While she heals you back to full health.
I agree.
Cool.
Doro's cheering.
Yay!
Smallest smile escapes the side of her lips.
My face is covered in piggy punch. Covered. I'm like, it's like chocolate.
Right, it's just rolling down your neck. Doro, are the others well?
Ella's doing great.
I do not know who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I could go find the others.
Why don't you two do that? I will meet you back in a few hours.
Yes, ma'am.
Understood?
Understood.
Thank you. She nods and she waves to Joshua, who immediately starts walking up with her. Joshua fires you a look, like a dirty look, Lord Haldir. She does not trust you either.
Do I know who she is? Is she somebody
She's
that
the queen's like bodyguard?
So I would have met her at the 7-year-old thing. Well, how old is she?
You
probably never met Joshua.
Yeah, because she was
a
like
human.
Joined later. Yeah,
and even if you did, she's worried. A bodyguard, and you wouldn't. Right?
Yeah.
You do what you do, God. Right. Die.
Right. She would be literally just.
Do you want a medal for doing your job?
It's like, did you notice the rug on the way in? You know what I mean? Like,
right. Sure.
Yikes. As Joshua shoots that look. They say, bye, Jazz Omelet.
And she, like, looks back at you, and she nods. She's like, bye, Doro.
Wearing her down. New best friend.
All right, you two hold. Well, first of all, what are you two doing now? You guys are now left in alley. I imagine, like, it's kind of quiet for a moment as you guys are just staring at each other.
No. So she's like, you know, you two go find the others. What does she do? She leaps to the fucking sky or something like Superman?
Well, she can't because she's
or...
with Joshua, so they just walk out of the alley.
I figured she would, like, grab Jazz Omelet and throw her into the sky
so
and
she
jump
didn't
up
tell
there,
us
too.
Where we were meeting, when we were meeting.
The inn, probably. She just means the inn.
I feel like this whole group is not very good with plans.
I've never had a plan ever, and everything has always worked out, so don't worry. Okay, so we have to find the others. Who are the others? That's...
He's a parent.
He's your boyfriend. What happened to her?
I was at an archery tournament and I was doing really well. And then Armiel showed up. Like, and he was the other person I like.
Well, I don't. That's gonna be last.
That's gonna be also. Yeah, like,
No.
I mean, you don't know where Rena is.
I can find her.
Yeah, exactly. Can't be hard.
This is technically a city.
I mean, the only place to do the archery would be a wide open area.
It's technically a city, so he can. He's the god of travel.
I have all these things.
You just touched
I'm
the ground.
Thief.
I forgot about
I get
that.
Bonuses to being in a city.
Also,
I just,
you can see all the paths.
I'm Batman.
You can see all the paths. Remember that? You just touch the ground. It'll show you where everyone's been.
Sure.
Yeah. Did you know he could do that? Haldir doesn't know he can do that.
You're about to find out.
Well, Haldir didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah. All right.
So I march up to Dark Elf McMean Pants.
McMeanie Pants.
McMeanie Pants. And say, are you ready to go?
There's no way I'm going with this person. Like, he's covered in the shit. You know, Haldir's pissed because he just got the shit beat out of him. And he's looking down in this really, you know, foul mood already at this. 1 hour back at the inn. Bring whoever you find, and then I walk away.
Can I pick his pocket as he leaves?
You can try.
25.
Okay, Haldir, I'd like you to roll perception.
Yeah, baby.
Natural 20.
Okay. So as Haldir is walking away, you just and you slink right off, and you're just like yeah, and your hand, and as soon as your hand goes into his pocket, whack. You just grab his hand.
I say, yeah. Oh, just kidding. And teleport away.
you're just like, I'm just keeping you sharp. Bye.
and then you grab his little hand that was clearly in your pocket, and then he vanishes away.
I keep walking. What else is there to do?
What a day you've had.
I'm going to go, I guess I'm going to go try and find the other party members, to head back to the inn, you know, by the time the hour's over.
Perfect. Let's actually jump to Kelly. I'm saving you on purpose, but let's jump to Kelly.
Woo.
So you had just finished your arrow contest.
Yep.
And you had been firing.
Yep.
And you had just met, and this Automail did his little reveal, his little Robin Hood reveal.
Because he did slightly better than me.
Just slightly.
Slightly. Yeah. I had two great ones and a bad one. And he had three good ones.
And he had three, right down
That's
the middle.
That's how you do it, man. That's how you win.
Yeah.
It's not quite as well as I taught you.
He did say something snarky to me when he was like, I taught you better or whatever.
Oh, so you guys are having a kind of reunion.
I feel like, though,
field.
It's going to be one of those things where it's like, so she goes in for like the hug and she does the hug, right?
Yeah.
And then instantly she's like, what if this isn't our meal? So then she like pushes back from the hug.
Yeah.
And then she's like, tell me something that means that you, like, it's you. Like, you know, like, how is it you? Like, and things like that. So I think she'd probably go for like a question that she knows, he knows the answer to. So going way back to when we like gave colors to the arrows for what they mean.
Yes.
His is purple. That means like that's him. Yeah. So I'm going to be like, what's the color of the arrow?
Right. And then he would just like kind of lean behind him
where
he's got the arrows in a quiver and run a finger across the feathers and they turn purple.
And then I go back to the hug. I go back in the hug. I'm like, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. It is good to see you.
It's good to see you too, but why are you here?
His face falls for a moment, and mm-hmm. he seems a little distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just, come here. And he gestures over to like a little cafe, you know, just a couple wooden chairs, and you sit, and he orders tea for both of you, and they pour two cups of tea. And they leave the little, you know, kettle, I suppose.
Kettle.
I have been looking for you. For all of you.
For all of me as in the rest of my brigade, or?
All of the young godling.
Oh. Have you met any?
Well, aside from you all, no, I have not. But it was you all in particular that I wished to find. How have things been?
Things have been hectic, I guess I should say. We've kind of been all over. I mean, I did send a letter to you. I don't know if you got it. It was a long time ago, and I do feel bad for not coming back, but I felt like I needed to be here.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a rolled up piece of paper that's clearly the right. letter you sent him. And he nods and he places it back.
Mm-hmm. We've been kind of all over the place looking for a lot of different things. So I don't know, what are you, is the Ironwood Well? Is it?
And he pauses again. The Ironwood is fine. For now.
What is the for now?
There are things that are easier to be seen than said.
How would you show me?
And he reaches into his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out a small little pouch of that blue metallic mud. He takes a pinch of it.
me instantly like.
And he reaches across
mm-hmm.
and just sprinkles a bit into your cup.
But I just like kind of look at it and then pick up the cup, kind of swirl it around, look at him, and then just take a swig.
Okay. You take
it's
a
mud.
It's
you just put mud in your drink.
Yeah, it's
you drink it.
I'm from a
gross,
forest.
Man.
You know what's like probably happened? Like I've like fallen and just like eat
could
dirt.
Use some twigs.
You lean back, slam back this tea.
Just take like a shot.
Yeah. And then you come back and you put the cup down, and as you put the cup down, everything around you is burning.
I think probably Rhea would just start to cry. Like I think that's probably like it just would be because it's like that's like her home. Like so.
The lakes are boiling like sulfur. Everything around you, all this green and forest lined.
Do I know
beauty.
Where in the forest it is?
No, right now you are in where you are at Hog's Feet.
Oh, okay.
Here is on fire. Here mm-hmm. is burning. All of this is raging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just like my surroundings are burning, not like okay.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like Armiel's not there, though. I just see, like, everything burning.
Armiel's sitting across from you.
Oh, okay.
So, like, as he's part of this vision, just calmly drinking tea while everything burns around you. Animals come bursting out of the woods, half on fire, or screaming.
And I look around and I say, is this the forest? What's happening?
This will be the forest, as he puts his cup down. This will be everything. This is how it will be. And then he gestures up to the sky. And in the sky is a man, just a small dot almost, with their arms out and hovering there as fire explodes out of them, bright enough to blot the sun.
And is it somebody I know?
I would like you to roll perception.
I mean, come on.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Here? The other god of the sun.
Nine.
Super hard to look at.
Yeah.
But you think it's Para.
Is that who I think it is?
That is.
What is he doing there? Why is he like that?
Because he will destroy everything, as we have been told, as we were told before, but now again.
But why is the mud tell us?
Because it's still connected. There's still a bit of it that touched them during the ceremony, that mingled with their magic and with their divinities, and it allows us to see where they are and sometimes where they will be.
I feel like Rena would just probably, like, sit there. She's trying to just, like, figure it out, because there's a lot to go through.
Sure, as, like, branches are crumbling
yeah,
around
she's
you.
She's just, like,
and, yeah.
sitting there. This is just one possible way that it could go. It doesn't have to be this way.
It is what I thought, too.
But Haggant does not believe there are any more options.
But can't... That's what we're out here to do. We're here to change it. That's why we're gathering all of these people. Haggant has to know that.
Haggant knows that's what you are trying to do. Yes, as do I. I'm not opposed. I believed in it too. But how much will you risk? How many lives will you put in the balance for your possibility? How many must we chance for this one boy?
I don't think that's personally something I can fully answer myself.
You're going to have to.
Thank you for joining us for God's Fall, Episode 89, All Hail the Queen. For early access to new episodes, behind-the-scenes videos, print-ready original maps and art, and access to original stories and content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/Vardian. We'll see you next time in the world of the Five Kingdoms. This show was produced and edited by Dead Ghost Productions. Find out more about us and all the shows we make at deadghostpro.com.